Hey there, friends. Heather Creekmore here. I'm so glad that you've decided to listen to day 28 of our 30 days to pray for your body image series. I pray more than anything that you are getting something out of this. Today's topic, it may surprise you a little bit. I think I've said that before. I like to surprise people. I think that's fun. But today we're going to talk about control, because here's what I've learned after working with women and coaching women and writing about this topic and talking to women about this topic. There seems to be a strong connection between those of us who struggle with body image issues also struggling with issues of control. Now, for anyone who's come out of an eating disorder background, control is a no-brainer, right? Because a lot of the times, eating disorders come out of a need to control. There's research out there that shows that girls, especially who are raised with controlling moms, tend to have eating disorders because they can control their food and mom can't. Mom can try, but mom can't force them to eat anything or to swallow the food. So there's a strong connection there. But I think beyond the eating disorder world, control is something that a lot of us who worry about our body image issues have a problem with. Why? Because if deep down I struggle to believe that you won't accept me unless I look a certain way or behave a certain way or have a certain amount of success, well, then the reality is I have to work pretty hard at making sure all the variables come out just right. In other words, I have to control a lot of situations to make sure that you like what you see of me, right? And so maybe that means controlling how my family looks when you're going to see us all together. Maybe that means trying on 100 different outfits. Okay, that's a slight exaggeration, but at least 10 different outfits before I see you, because I have such tight control over my physical image that I present to you. Maybe it means being a little bit of the crazy cleanup lady before people come over, because I have to control what my home looks like, how my family acts in that home while I'm trying to keep it clean too, right? I have to control what my home looks like so that your image of me as a great cleaner or a wonderful homemaker stays intact. Over and again, as I talk to women, there is just this huge connection between control and body image. And so today, friends, I just want us to start on the journey. I am not saying that 1 5-minute prayer is going to be all you need to release your control issues. If it is, then praise God. But for some of you today, this is maybe the first time you've ever even considered the connection. You're like, oh my goodness, she just called me out. Yes, I am a controller. I am a control freak. I've called myself a control freak, so I'm not calling you anything I haven't called myself. And yes, I have body image issues. And oh, wow, there's a connection. Oh, I never knew that before. And so I just want to start us on the journey, on the path towards letting go of some of our control issues today, especially the way those control issues connect with our image issues. So our verse of the day is 1 Peter 5:7. And some of you may have this memorized if you grew up in church. Maybe it's a pretty common verse, but this may be new to you too. So memorize it if you've never heard it before or if it's new. It goes like this: cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for us. Now, I don't know about you, friends, but I like to cast anxiety on lots of places, right? I cast anxiety on my husband, or I just keep anxiety for myself and believe that, you know, I kind of become the martyr, right? Like, oh, I'll do it. I'll take care of everything. Don't worry. Don't stress. I'll take all the stress for everyone and it'll just be all on my shoulders and I'm responsible for it. And it's, you know, it's all up to me. And if it's going to happen, it's up to me and I'll just do it all. And yeah, okay. I'll be dead at the end of the day, but it doesn't matter because I can do it and it's all my responsibility. And we get overly responsible. Some of you are nodding along because you've done it too. But this verse reminds us that we can really cast our cares on Him. All of those things in our lives that we try to micromanage, that we try to control, that we keep a super tight grip on, guess what? He wants us to release them to Him. He wants us to trust Him with those areas of our lives that we feel we can't trust anyone, right? And so for some of you, it's trusting Him with your weight. Some of you, it's trusting Him with what that mirror reflects back to you. Some of you, it's trusting Him with your family or your marital status or your children or how your children behave. The list could go on and on and on, my friends, but He wants us to trust Him. And as we pray for our body image today for the 28th day in a row, just let me remind you, He does care. And so we can cast our cares on Him because He cares for us. Will you pray with me today? Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank You so much that You care for me, God. And I pray that every person listening would personalize this prayer too. Thank You for being a big enough God to create the whole universe and to know every detail of everything going on in it. But then also to be a personal enough God to care specifically for me and my issues. God, that's just unfathomable to my little mind. I can't even dare to understand it, but I do believe it's true. God, thank You that I can cast my cares about my body on You. And God, please forgive me for the times when I've tried to do it all on my own, when I've tried to control everything, when I thought it was all up to me and asked You to just come along for the ride. God, forgive me for that. God, I pray today that You will help me release my need to control things, that in this I will release my need to control my body, to micromanage my body, to overly control what my body looks like, or to try to beat my body into submission, into looking like something that maybe You never designed it to look like. God, I pray that You will help me release control over to You, because You are a good God, a God that I know I can trust. God, thank You for the work You're doing to lead us to a place of body image freedom. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, thanks so much for listening. Hey, just a quick reminder, Refocus 21 is open on the website. It is a self-paced course now, so you can sign up whenever you want and get started whenever you want. It's 21 days of work, but we'll give you 41 days to complete it. So if you miss a day or, you know, have to go on vacation or something else happens, you can still get it done before the course ends. So go ahead and sign up on my website, comparetowho.me. Go to the courses tab and you can read all about it at the Refocus 21 little drop down option there. And we're offering $5 off if you sign up before September 30th. So you just have a couple days left. It's SAVE5REFOCUS is the coupon code. If you're on my email list, you already got it in your email. If you're not, drop me a message at heather@comparetowho.me and I can get you that code. Thanks so much for listening. And I can't wait to finish up this series with you. I pray God's doing something amazing in your life through it. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye. Hey friend, would you check out the date on that episode you just listened to? Yeah, it's been a minute. Listening to old podcasts is almost like reading my diary from several years ago. In some cases, it's even a little embarrassing. So instead of listening straight through season by season, can I encourage you to skip ahead? I release brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. And if you're not sure where to start, you can go to improvebodyimage.com, find the Start Here button, and I've got several episodes listed and categorized so you can find the topics that are of most interest to you. Your time is valuable, so skip straight to the good stuff. I'm glad you're here. Thanks for letting me be a part of your body image and food freedom journey.
Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. God invites us to cultivate thankful hearts by turning our eyes toward Him in good times and bad. To listen to more Abide Christian Meditations, just go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Christian Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.